This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
A powerful winter storm is slamming Southern California, unleashing flash floods, mudslides, and debris flows. A flash flood warning remains in effect for a number of areas, including Santa Barbara, Ventura, and Los Angeles. Resident Michael Burdick says he's doing what he can to get through the next few days.
We got some sandbags, but we figured with this whole downpour coming for the next couple of days, we have a pool, so the pool might overflow, and then plus we have all the debris from up there.
The northern and central parts of the state have also seen flooded roads, power outages, and downed trees as the storm moves inland and interacts with mountain snow. Nearly a month after elections were held, Honduras has declared a U.S.-backed candidate the winner. But as NPR's Ader Peralta reports, the candidate who came in second says that the declaration is illegal.
Voters went to the polls on November 30th. Since then, counting has been halted many times due to what the Electoral Commission said were catastrophic technical issues. One of the three members of the Electoral Commission has quit claiming fraud. The two leading candidates both say they have independently counted and are declaring victory. Via Zoom, the commission said Nasri Asfura, the conservative candidate backed by President Trump, won by less than 1% of the vote. Salvador Nasralla, the centrist candidate who had been favored to win, said he does not accept the results. This was a robbery, he shouted at reporters. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation, dedicated to improving lives through invention, innovation, and climate action. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. At WTGrantFDN.org.
Tonight on Houston Public Media TV 8, Call the Midwife presents an annual Christmas night tradition. Don't miss the premiere of the new holiday special at 7, followed by an encore presentation at 9. Tonight on TV 8, support comes from Houston Public Library Foundation, empowering the Houston Public Library by providing the necessary resources to allow Houstonians to learn, explore, and build. More at HoustonLibraryFoundation.org.
It's the Big Tiny Desk Holiday Special from NPR Music. Hello, Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Bob Boylan.
And for this holiday special, we're celebrating with some of the great music we've done behind a desk here at NPR. Happy holidays, Stephen.
Yay! Yay!
So don't delay. Christmas Day.
Christmas Day at 6 p.m. on News 88.7.
Holiday music and traditions from Renaissance England, Gold Rush era Colorado.